I love y'all so much, and I hope that today's message encourages you. Be sure and like and subscribe if you are tuning in on YouTube. Comment down below what you learned in today's message and what other topics you'd like to hear talked about moving forward. And if you're tuning in via Apple or Spotify, be sure and download, rate, review. We love reading your reviews, and it actually helps us as we prepare for messages to come. And make sure to turn on your push notifications so that you can know whenever episodes come out, as we have new episodes every single Wednesday. Guys, I love y'all, and I hope you enjoy the show. Hey there, MMA McDaniel here. This podcast is powered by the Converge Podcast Network.
Alrighty, welcome to the Have You Heard Podcast.
Well there, welcome everybody.
How do you do?
It's so nice to be here with you.
That's so nice. So nice.
It's quite swell and dandy.
It's funny. I'm touching the table a lot. Like, I'm hitting it a lot. And last week's podcast, you had your Uncle Josh on. And because I edit all, I edit the videos of it. We have Converge that edits the audios and all that stuff. And it bugged me because he tapped the table just like this. It would just be like, aha, because I can hear it like very well. May not bug y'all. May bug y'all. But I don't know. I was tapping the table a lot and made me think of that. All right. Get us started, MMA.
Guys, welcome to the Have You Heard Podcast. I love y'all so much. I'm Emma.
I'm Josh.
And we are the McDaniel team. And this podcast is truly just so fun. And our goal for this podcast is just to bring joy to your day. Laughter is like medicine to the soul. And we hope that this is like a pharmaceutical type of podcast, that it's just so refreshing for you, a breath of fresh air, and reminds you to smile, that you enjoy this pocket of your day. So we are going to get started.
Without further ado, faith comes by hearing.
So grab your headphones.
And let's get into the Word. Welcome back. This is so fun.
I love this.
And May?
Yes.
Right off the bat.
I'm ready.
One, you put fave. F-A-V-E?
Yeah.
I always put F-A-V for fave. But F-A-V-E makes sense. That's phonetically. Sorry. She spelled F-A-V-E as in fave. Brett. Fave. Brett. In fave. Fave. And fave being the shorter version. I always, if I did like fave, I'd do F-A-V. But that makes more sense because the E makes the A sound. The E makes the A say the A sound.
Yeah, I've seen F-A-V, but I guess my go-to has always been F-A-V-E, because I read F-A-V. I know what people mean, but I feel like that's just been my go-to, because F-A-V is like fav.
Fav. Yeah, that's true. That would be more of, because if you just replace the F with an H, then you have have. What is your favorite road trip snack?
Okay.
We're going on a road trip tomorrow.
We are.
We
this well. This podcast is being recorded.
Oh, but well, yeah.
We're recording this. It is currently December 17th.
Hey, but don't tell them the date. You can't tell them that. No, we're recording this day of.
But y'all are hearing this
right
January 5th.
It is January 5th. Wherever
so,
y'all are.
When we say we're about to go on a road trip, we're about to go on our Christmas road trip.
We're going to see some friends and then go spend some time with some families.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we're recording it so early, because we're about to be with family. So we wanted to get this
working
recorded
ahead,
so that it could be out to share, be shared with y'all while we're with family.
Yeah. But favorite road trip, Sam.
Yes. Yes. Sorry.
Back to the priorities.
So you got to divide this into two categories.
Mm-hmm.
Snack, candy.
Okay. So you can't. So it's almost like your entree and your dessert.
Right.
So you got your road trip snack, and then you got your road trip candy.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, instead of what's your favorite road trip snack, then what's your favorite road trip snack and candy?
Cool. Okay. Favorite road trip snack would be It depends on what the blend is, but some type of trail mix blend.
Okay.
Sometimes I like to go the tropical.
Yeah.
With the dried pineapple, banana chips.
Yeah.
I like that route. Like dried
fruit.
Mango. Yep.
Ooh, I like that. A good dried mango.
I love, and then the peanuts, of course, all in the blend.
Yeah.
Or I like to go, like, sometimes it's got M&Ms in it. It just depends on what I'm feeling. And in addition to that, I also like a good popcorn.
Okay.
Yep, good popcorn. And then for a drink, I like the Naked Juice.
You do like the Naked Juice. I also like the Naked Juice.
I love the Naked Juice.
I introduced you to the Naked Juice.
You did.
All right, I'll take credit
for that. It changed
the
game. It's
good because it's very light and it's also just, it's healthier for you.
It's
very nutritious. At least they say it's healthy for you. I believe it.
It's filled with, like, the Blue Machine has all veggies in, are all fruits in, like berries.
Yeah, I like the Green Machine.
Green Machine is good.
It's good. A bunch of vegetables and fruits.
Yeah.
But
so that would say I would be my entree, my snack.
Yeah.
Candy, I would say, is any type of sour gummy.
Okay.
Because you got octopus, you've got rings, like peach rings.
The type of shapes, yeah.
Or you got worms.
What's your favorite shape?
Worm.
Worm. Why worm?
I just feel like they're really simple, but you got two colors on each worm.
Yeah. Have you ever read the, like, Amazon, like, reviews of those, like, sugar-free gummy bears?
No.
They're pretty funny.
Sugar-free gummy bears?
Yeah. Like, it's, like, I've heard it's, like, really bad. Like, really, really bad for your digestive system.
Really?
Like, it's, yeah. Like, you have to go, go and look it up. It's on Amazon, so, like, you can still buy them.
Oh, no.
But, like, yeah, it's pretty detailed of what this guy's sickness was.
That's terrible.
It was.
But it sounds appealing because it's sugar free.
Yeah. So that made me think of that. Yeah, I get that. The gummies.
I like it.
And you also like popcorn. You like Smart Pop.
Yeah.
I'd probably have to say Cheez-Its because Cheez-Its are just. Cheez-Its. You
They're
can't
just
go wrong.
Good.
Extra toasted Cheez-Its are probably my favorite, even though they don't have them in gas stations usually.
Yeah.
Also, gas station preference. Let's get that out of here. That's not even a question on here. But gas station preference is you can't just go one, you judge a gas station by the cleanliness of their bathrooms.
100%.
I don't want to. If I see a gas station, I'm like, yeah, that's got a bad bathroom. You just know. Like, you just know. And it's not the selection of snacks. So you can always go with your Loves. You can always go with your, like, Pilots, with your QTs. Like, I know you Texas.
Wawa.
Wawas. You Texas people love your Buc-ee's or whatever that is. It's like a friggin' Walmart for a Casey's. Gas station. You got your Casey's. I think that's more than Northern. I mean, that's like
we have one in Arkansas.
Yeah. That's true. Do we have one here in Virginia?
I like the gas stations that look like
come and goes. Come and goes.
Yeah, come and goes.
Yeah.
Sheets. Did you say Sheets?
Sheets is a solid one, too. It's more Northwest. Yeah, or Northeast. Yeah. All right. But nonetheless, Cheez-Its. Solid Cheez-Its. Favorite.
Yep.
Road trip snack.
Yep.
All right.
Classic.
Second question.
Okay. This is serious, guys. Okay. We started off light. Now we're getting real.
Okay.
Favorite?
Your mom just texted me.
Aw.
So sweet.
Okay. Real question.
Yeah.
Favorite form of potato?
Mm-hmm. That's true. To lay the groundwork out.
We got to lay the foundation of understanding so that we can build this house of wisdom in regard to potatoes.
Yes. What verse is that?
It's in Proverbs.
There you go. Yeah, close enough. So you got mashed. You got diced. You got, like, diced up, like, kind of, like, cubed. Like you have, like, or, like, a breakfast potatoes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got fried.
Yep.
Fried potato. Well, that's more just like fries.
Like French fries.
French fries. You can even call it a tater tot. You want to do that?
Absolutely.
You could do mashed. Wait, I already said that. Baked. Twice baked.
Chipped.
chipped. That's about all I'm coming up with.
Gnocchi
is a, I think it's a noodle.
Oh, why did I feel like
gnocchi is a type of pasta. Let me see. I think gnocchi is a pasta.
I thought there was potato in it.
Gnocchi?
Yeah.
No, I'm fairly certain gnocchi is a really, like a fancy type, like almost small pasta. Gnocchi.
We're about to discover. For those of you who are listening Nike. On, it's G-N-O-C-C-H-I.
Gnocchi.
For those of you who are listening on Apple and Spotify, Josh is Googling what gnocchi is Italian. Made out of.
Oh, wow. It is. Main ingredients is potatoes, wheat, flour, breadcrumbs, and some eggs and cheeses.
So gnocchi would be considered a form of potato.
Yeah. Wow. But it's like a pasta thing. It looks good. You always see them make it on like cooking shows.
Yeah.
That's fun.
So what's your favorite form? We've laid the groundwork. Oh,
wow. Well, you really have.
Now, what are we going to build on this groundwork?
I definitely would say mashed. A good mm-hmm. Thanksgiving mashed, like a garlic, cheesy, just goodness layered with butter. And ugh, so good. and then you got your fries. You got your salad fries. You got your tots. Those are good. And then I would also say breakfast. The only one I really have not said is twice baked and baked.
So you just like potatoes.
I mean, it's literally just starch. It's pretty solid. Starch with fat and cheese. All right. Count me in. Like, it's everything I want in a potato.
My favorite form is waffle fry.
Waffle fry.
Yep. And a special treat for me would be, I love Chick-fil-A. A special treat for me, though, would be a sweet potato waffle fry.
Mm.
I love those.
Summer House got those. That'd be really cool if Chick-fil-A got sweet potato fries.
It would.
Wouldn't that? If you're listening, Chick-fil-A.
Their current sweet potato or their current waffle fries are like a golden treasure.
Yeah, I know. But like they included like mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have, they may now have it back. They used to have a brownie. Do they have it back?
I don't know.
They used to have a brownie. They used to have like a coleslaw, but then they made like the kale salad.
Yeah, I like their kale salad.
That's good.
Yeah.
Some Chick-fil-A's have biscuits and gravy, which leads us to one of our questions that's down the list, but we'll go ahead and say it, that what is your favorite breakfast food? Biscuits and gravy.
He really does. Any restaurant that we go to for breakfast, you can almost count.
It's very Southern. It's where my Arkansas comes out.
Biscuits and gravy. It's like his go-to.
It's like you've got the Southern Belle accent, the swang, the whatever. It's there. But
you think?
Oh, you saying you think? Showed it. Mine just comes out in my biscuits and gravy.
Gotcha.
I don't know if I have much else. You can, feel free to say if I do, but I don't think there's not much Arkansas in me.
Okay, I love breakfast, which, I mean, is why we had breakfast for supper at our wedding. Like,
do we just need to title this podcast food? Because the only thing we've talked about is
food. We're about to expand.
to more food. To food.
We will.
And then we have four questions. We have I think half a total of 12 questions, and I think 8 of them are food. All right, go ahead. What are you saying?
But I mean, because we had breakfast for supper at our wedding. Pancakes.
We did. That
omelets,
was fun.
Biscuits and gravy. Chicken and waffles on a stick. Candied bacon. I mean, chocolate milk. Coffee. It was so fun. So I love breakfast. My two go-to breakfasts are either avocado toast with eggs.
You do have a lot.
Or vanilla Greek yogurt with granola and berries. Those are my two go-tos.
Yeah.
Yep. I love it so much.
Solid.
Yeah.
All right. You want to go back up the list?
I think so. I think we should.
All right. Favorite animal? I honestly didn't know this was on our list. So you go first because.
Okay. I'm sorry if
I'm caught off by that question.
I'm sorry.
Favorite animal and why? Because there has to be a reason.
Okay, folks.
It's your spirit animal.
I have two because. I just love these two. My first one is a puppy.
Yeah. Yeah. You've been sending a lot of reels recently of puppies. So if you follow us on Instagram, there may be a puppy in our photos soon.
It's so fun. Our 2022 vision, I see a puppy.
Not a baby. In it. Just a puppy.
Just a puppy. I do see a puppy. But I just love them. They're so playful and so fun and bring so much joy. Like, I truly believe God gifted us with puppies to bring so much joy. So I just love puppies. They're snuggly. And an otter. I love an otter. This is why. They hold hands. That is my answer.
That's it.
Locking it in.
So if I find any other animal that holds hands, does that become your favorite?
Maybe.
we'll reevaluate the list. Otters are cute. They do hold hands and they're very cute. I also love it whenever, like, you have the mama and, like, the little babies are, like, laying on top of it and they're floating on their backs. Those are really cute. Those are really cute. If you ever just want to, like, send me a little otter reel, go right ahead. Love them. Those are fun. Also, I'd have to say, now, after you went, I think like a baby cub, like a little cubby bear. That's cute. And then,
that's cute. Yeah,
that's so cool. So I love those, like, National Geographic, those, like, Earth or you those do. type things. So I love all those. I like a baby cub.
It makes me think of Pooh.
Does it? Mm-hmm. Pooh Bear. Yeah.
Pooh Bear. I should have specified. It makes me think of Pooh Bear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
This one is just a fun wedding question. Because
we haven't done this in a while.
We just celebrated 6 months. Happy year.
Not at the time
Praise
of this recording.
God. No.
Because we already know
In 2 days, as of what this recording is, we will be celebrating. But by the time y'all are seeing this, we would have just celebrated.
Yes. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
I said it first. Okay.
Thanks. Okay, so just to throw some fun wedding stuff in here. What was our wedding cake flavor? Is what somebody has asked us in DMs.
Well, we had two.
We did. Like our main cake and our groom's cake.
You said it at the same time? Our main cake?
Yeah.
Ready?
Set.
Lemon strawberry.
It was lemon raspberry.
It was lemon raspberry.
That's so funny.
I knew it was lemon.
It was a berry and it was red.
That's honestly why, like, I thought, let's say at the same time, because I wasn't certain about it. And it was I knew it was lemon and I knew it had some other thing with it. And I knew there was two that we picked from. And it was that one or, like, another lemon type. Like,
I love it. Our wedding was in the summer. So to have, like, it was very refreshing.
Lemon cake is a solid cake. Let's just continue our food talk. Like, lemon cake is good. And you can eat it. You can eat it at any point. And it's really good. My personal favorite thing of cake is whenever it comes out of the fridge. I love a cold cake.
Like an ice cream cake?
No, that's ice cream.
Oh.
No. Ice cream cake is ice cream.
Carry on.
I like a cold cake. A normal cake. That's cold. That's it. Yeah.
That's so fun. It makes me think of these pumpkin bars that I like to make. I found this recipe on Pinterest. That's really where everything I bake, I find on Pinterest or in a cookbook, which I just love. It's so fun. But I found these pumpkin bars on Pinterest, and after you bake them and, like, they're enjoyed, if you have them left over, you can put them in the fridge, and they're really good cold. Yeah. Really, really good cold. Yeah. Okay, we're going to shift a little bit from the food. What sports did you play growing up?
Shift right back.
We are. We can take a little pause here.
What sports did I play growing up?
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, I played baseball, basketball, track. I played flag football whenever I was, like, I don't know.
You were sixth an all grade. Star.
Nah. All around. No, I was definitely not an all star. I was all around, but not an all star. You had to be good at the sport to be an all star. But yeah, I played baseball for a while, played catcher. I played basketball up until like freshman year. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't like super sportsy. Mm-hmm. Got into CrossFit, which was fun. Like the competitive side of CrossFit.
Yeah.
You
did shooting, didn't you?
I did. I did do skeet shooting. I totally forgot about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I shot skeet.
Yeah.
Skeet.
It's so funny talking about this because we met senior year, but I never really knew you like in high school, like doing all sports and all those things.
Yeah. Crazy. So I wasn't good at that sport either. Really not that great. I'm just like, I like playing, like physical activity.
It's fun.
It's all right. I was B team.
It is very fun.
What sports do you play? Little soccer girl?
Soccer was my sport, y'all. I loved it. Like when I was in like middle school, I dreamed about playing in college. I remember having this dream at one point in elementary school of like going and being on Team USA. Like it was so fun. I started playing when I was 5. And aside from like a couple of pauses that I took, I played up until my senior year of high school.
Hey, you're more committed than I was.
It was so fun. I loved it. Like I just had so much fun playing.
Yeah.
And throughout that, I also did tennis and ballet and softball.
Yeah.
Which was so fun. I did track. But soccer was the one that stuck.
That's very fun.
Yeah.
That's very fun.
Yeah. Loved it.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network and is sponsored in part by...
What's up, y'all? I love the holidays, as I'm sure that y'all do too. And one of my favorite things about the holidays is, yes, you get to receive a lot of fun things, but I love even more so the beauty of giving. And I have an incredible opportunity for y'all to give that I believe will be world-changing. I've gotten to partner with Compassion International, which is a nonprofit organization that has partnered with local churches for the purpose of relieving kids all over the world out of poverty. Y'all, this is an incredible opportunity that we have to sponsor kids and help them not only have food and get an education and have clothing, but also have the opportunity to hear the gospel and help them grow and develop to be all of who God has called them to be. If you go to the link below, which is compassion.com/Emma, you can see pictures of tons of different kids that out of these groups of kids that desperately need our help, you can choose a child. Therefore, you know what they look like. And not only are you helping them by all of those means across the world, but you're also able to personally invest into their lives and stay in touch with them via letters, where you can encourage them and build them up and know that there's somebody across the world who's thinking of them, praying for them, and they care about them. This is an incredible opportunity that, like I said, I believe will be world-changing. So guys, the link is below, compassion.com/Emma. And you can donate today, just $38 a month. That's all. I love you.
Let's take us back to food now.
You don't want to go back to food? Okay, would this be a hot take? This next question?
Yeah. I think that you could classify it as a hot take. No one would agree with you if you classify this as a hot take.
Okay. I'm still trying to figure out what a hot take is.
Like... Yeah, now, like a hot take would be like, I like fries with Nutella. Hot take, that's the best thing.
Okay, that makes sense. Or, I think I'm understanding. But
like, not a hot take would be like, I like fries with ketchup.
Because it's like your original classic.
No, that's just, it's like everybody does it. It's, I think it's whatever's out of the norm.
That makes sense.
And so the question is cereal a soup? And I say, absolutely not.
I agree.
Because honestly, I'm trying to think right now. Is any soup served cold?
I've never had soup served cold. If I did have soup served cold, I'd kindly ask if it could be heated.
But I'm not asking if you've had soup served cold. I'm asking, is there a soup served cold? Like,
I don't think so.
Like ice cream served cold, but that's not soup.
But that's not soup.
Even if it's melted, it's still not soup. I mean, you can say ice cream soup, but that's still ice cream.
Guys, I just want you to know I just scratched my nose. I did not just pick my nose, if you can see that.
Oh my gosh. What is this podcast? So no, soup is cereal is not a soup. Soup or cereal is cereal, and that's what it is. Yeah, it's not classified as soup. But thank mm-hmm. thank you for your question, whoever DM'd that.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question.
Okay, so we have had this question that is, please tell me how you found your person so quickly in college, struggling.
Struggle bus.
So I wanted to incorporate this into our Q&A because I just wanted to give some encouragement because I feel like whoever shared this is one of probably many. And so hopefully this will be just an encouragement to many of you if you're feeling this way. And that is, be fully present where you are in the season that the Lord has you in, and love the people that are in front of you, and trust the Lord as you go, mm-hmm. and know that the desires on your heart, the Lord sees those. Continue to submit them to Him. He's not naive to the desires on your heart. The desire to be married one day is not bad, but continue to submit that to the Lord so that it can be in its rightful place. And know that if you find the person that you end up marrying in college, or if you don't find the person that you are going to end up marrying in college, neither one is wrong. Neither one is necessarily the best way. Like mm-hmm. just being obedient and enjoying where God leads you in your life. That is right.
Yeah.
For your journey, because that is obviously where the Lord wanted you to be as you were faithful to Him, committed to Him, and submitted to where He guided you, as your goal was to please Him. So just know that your desire to be in a relationship is beautiful. It's normal. Submit that to the Lord.
Yeah.
But don't feel like you failed, your worth is less, or you are in the wrong because you haven't met the person you're going to marry when you're in college. That happened to be our story, but it doesn't mean that if that's not your story, then you're wrong.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to encourage y'all on that.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we did it, but that doesn't, I agree. I think I even coming into college even had that, like, oh, okay, it's college. I had to like find my person. Like mm-hmm. I had to go, who is it going to be? Especially in Christian colleges. Mm-hmm. Like that's definitely like the narrative across campus is ring by spring or like whatever that is. It's like
my MRS degree.
I can't get an MRS degree. I'm just an MR degree. That's a weird degree though. I'm gonna be an MR. No. MRS means a stay-at-home wife for those who did not know that. I just want to get married and be a stay-at-home wife. MRS. To change it from ISS to MRS. I don't know why I had to explain that. But so we got engaged and, well, we dated and got engaged and in college and got married. But again, like I think what Emma nailed around the head, that's not the story of everyone. And that is okay. And I think beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. Yeah, because like I would never want to chase someone else's either love story or chases someone else's dreams and desires, because those aren't mine, and mine are going to be absolutely wonderful. Mm-hmm. And like our story is our story and it's no one else's story, and your story is your story and that's no one else's story. So if you have a short engagement or a long engagement, if you dated for 10 years, like we have friends that dated, I think it was like 7 years. They dated for 7 years.
They started dating in middle school and got married after college.
Yeah. And so it's like, but like we started dating in college and got married in college. And so it's like, it's every story is different, but I think that's just the beautiful thing about it.
And I have friends who are graduating college and they're not dating anybody. And so just, I think that is so beautiful that we all, as we are seeking to please the Lord and love people and be faithful while mm-hmm. we're here in our earthly bodies awaiting the coming of our Savior, mm-hmm. we can learn from each other's stories. Because if all of our stories were exactly the same and we all met our spouses in this certain season, like, I don't know. I feel like the fact that we're all in different seasons and we all have different journeys as we seek the Lord and as we meet people and we have different experiences, we learn different things and we gain wisdom, and then we're able to impart it to other people. And so don't neglect the beauty of your story and the season that the Lord has you in, because there may be other people who are also in that season or will it be in that season later? And you're going to be able to pour into them in a really special way, in a way that's different than how I would pour into them because our experiences are different.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, just be encouraged. I felt led to put that question in here.
That's very good. That's very good.
I mean, we're about to shift a little bit.
We're not going back to food yet.
No.
Do we go back to food? No, we don't go back to food. Food's over. What is the dumbest way you've been injured? I have a dumb one.
Okay.
I was at church. I was at like a church camp. It wasn't church camp. It was like, it's Kanakuk. If you know Kanakuk, it's an awesome camp.
You love Kanakuk.
So I was at Kanakuk and it's just like a Christian sports camp and they had this blob and I was probably like 12 years old. So I was like 12 and we were jumping onto this big old blob and you're supposed to like jump and like land on your butt and like land. And then, so it's like the whole blob thing, you know? But I don't know what happened in like midair, but like, I didn't like jump and like kick my feet out to land. I just like jumped and then like landed on my feet on the blob. And I ended up breaking my ankle on the blob. Like, so I broke my ankle on like this, one of the softest things in the world, a cushion of air.
On a cushion of air.
Like that's what I broke my ankle on.
Oh.
And so, yeah. And then I had to like swim off to the other side. But
I bet that was the hardest part.
Well, honestly, I didn't know it was broken at that point. Like I just thought it just hurt. That's crazy. So I thought it was just a bad sprain. So, but yeah, that was the dumbest way I've injured myself. I'm sure there's stupider. I don't know. I've injured myself a lot, so.
I don't know if this is dumb. I wouldn't classify this as dumb, but I feel like it's like whenever I think about an injury I've gotten and the story surrounding it, I feel like it's a story to share in these injury type of questions. So it was my senior year of high school, and I was our student body president in my high school.
You were?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And so we were having this blood drive.
Oh, that's right.
At our school. And so, of course, like I was there just to help out. And my role there was just to go around and encourage people as they were giving their blood, like just to comfort them and thank them for being there and just kind of distract them if they were nervous. Like I was just there to discomfort. And this is like a fun fact for those of you who that like don't know me personally, that like I very much respect those who are nurses, anyone in the medical field, because they just have an ability that unless God just allows a miracle to take place, I just don't have that ability. And that is just anything medical, needles, blood, the body, like it, like I almost empathize with what's going on to such a degree that I can't handle it. And I like, I'll hurt with them and eventually pass out. So this is what was happening. I was comforting one of my friends who was getting her blood drawn, and I glance over at the needle in her arm, and I see the blood there. I know. And
I'm not even that squeamish, but like,
yeah. And so I like literally the last thing that I remember is opening my eyes and I'm on the floor and all of these like nurses and like principal and these leaders in our school are like surrounding me seeing if I'm okay. And so apparently like I was there, I wasn't even getting my blood drawn. I was just encouraging everybody who was getting their blood drawn. And I was the one who passed out. I was trying to keep other people from passing out. And I ended up getting a concussion because I mean, nobody's expecting the person not getting their blood drawn to pass out. So nobody was there to catch me or watch for me. And so I literally fall on the gym floor and banged my head and had a concussion and was out from soccer for a couple of weeks.
I actually remember that.
It's crazy.
I remember seeing you post about that. Like, because I followed you, I think, before you followed me. And I think I slid up on your DMs at that point. I don't think you knew me. I don't think I knew you.
I think I did because it was spring semester of senior year. And so we had met. And so I remember you texted me. You said, how's the head?
How was it?
It was hurting, but I was doing good. I'm doing great now.
Great. That's good. Yeah, I've passed out one time. I went to the doctor's office and I was like shadowing a doctor and I had to get like a flu shot or like get a tuberculosis test or I don't even know. Something pricked my finger. Uh-huh. And so I went to the doctor's office. They pricked my finger and I was like, wow, they just must have hit something because that like it hurt. Like I've had my finger pricked. I'm not like just like this baby of a finger prick. It hurt and it's something like something happened. And so it hurt a lot. So I kind of like tensed up and then they immediately went and stuck me for the flu shot.
And you were tense.
Yeah, well, that's what happened. So they stuck me with the flu shot and like my deltoid, which is like your shoulder muscle, like just tensed up like real big and then got like super soft. And then like next thing I was on the bed. So I didn't hit my head. That's what I was on a bed.
I'm really glad you were on a bed. I'm really glad. That must have been nicer.
Yeah. Not nicer than a gym floor. Yeah. So those are passed out stories. That's fun. Okay. So our second to last question.
Fun.
This is a little deeper. Deeper than is soup or is cereal soup. What have you been reading in the Word lately? Do you want to start us off?
I would gladly. So what's so cool is I'm reading through the Bible chronologically.
No way, me too.
It's so fun.
That's funny.
We're both reading through it chronologically, but we're in different parts, and so it's really exciting. It makes for really fun and sweet conversations in the morning because I'll like finish reading and be like, Josh, can I just read this to you? And Josh will be like, no way. Have you ever, like, I've never read this way. And it's just honestly, one of my favorite parts of marriage and one of my favorite parts of our days is in the morning, like, just getting giddy over what we're reading in the Word. Yeah. But where I'm currently at is I'm reading through the book of Acts, but it's not because it's chronological. I'm not reading just straight through Acts 1 through 28. I'm reading through Acts and then it'll take me to Galatians and then it'll take me to 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, because I'm also reading the letters that Paul was writing as he was on his missionary journeys.
Yeah.
So in the midst of being in Acts, I am currently in 2 Corinthians and it is so encouraging. Just the last few days I've been in 2 Corinthians 3, 4, and 5 and just been so encouraged in the in a couple of nuggets I'll share with you guys that like my ministry is to please the Lord and it is to be an ambassador for Jesus Christ as God makes his appeal of reconciliation through me as believers. That's what he does through us. And just being encouraged in the reality of the gospel that Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin so that through him we may become the righteousness of God. What does that mean? Like we can have a right relationship with God again because of what Jesus did. And by this love, I'm compelled and I no longer live for myself anymore. And Paul also goes into how like our earthly bodies that we're in, they're like tents and we're eagerly waiting for the heavenly bodies that are going to be given to us whenever we are back face to face with the Lord for all of eternity. And the guarantee that we have of that hope to come is the Holy Spirit that is given to us. And so just, we're so eagerly waiting to be out of these bodies that grow weary so that it can be replaced and overcome with bodies of life. And just so encouraged. Even in 2 Corinthians 3, where Paul talks about how Moses goes in, he is like in the presence of the Lord, and therefore his face is just shining from the glory of the Lord. And he had to put a veil over his face because like the people could not see it. And now like because of the new covenant that we have through Christ, the veil has been torn and we can now like be in right relationship with God and we can see him and we can have peace with him and our friendship with him can be restored. And we don't have his word written on tablets. We have like he is written on our hearts. Like it's just so good. If y'all have not just gone through simply 2 Corinthians 3 through 5 lately, it is just crazy encouraging. Even this morning we were talking about in 2 Corinthians 5, where Paul says, like, I'm here to have a sincere heart, not necessarily a spectacular ministry. Mm-hmm. And what he like was meaning by that is that I'm here to please the Lord, be compelled by the love of Christ, and represent Christ well faithfully and work hard while I'm here.
Yeah.
And that ministry, it may look crazy to some people. It may look awesome to other people. It may look unsuccessful to some people, and it may look like it's just doing so well to others. Mm. But what I'm mostly concerned about is to love people well and be successful according to the heart of the Lord.
Yeah.
And so, like, this podcast, how I engage with people every day, social media, YouTube, traveling and teaching, writing books, like, the purpose of that is not to have all of those titles and have all of those people know me. It's not for this spectacular ministry. It's just for a sincere heart that desires to please God and be an ambassador for Christ so that you too may know him and have an unveiled face to see him and know that you are loved by him and personally walk with him and one day have the hope of being out of this earthly body, knowing that you're going to have an eternal body of life, of heaven. Like, that's, I want you to have that hope sincerely. And that's why I do what I do. And just been really encouraged. That's what I've been reading lately.
Wow.
It's so good.
That was good. That was real good.
Tell them what you've been reading, because it's really good.
I don't know. I wanted to mention what you've been reading again. I'm also reading chronologically, and I've been reading through the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and just going through the life of Jesus. And actually, I was ahead in the date of what you're supposed to be reading for the longest time, actually. Uh-huh. And then we got to the Gospels, and I just slowed down. Like, I'd read 4 verses and just ponder those verses. Read a chapter and just, like, sit in that chapter, and I'd wake up the next day and I'd read that same chapter again. And, like, to encourage you that, like, everybody's quiet time with the Lord looks a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I strongly suggest that you read God's word in your time, that you that you see what God has written to you, that we know that this is words spoken by God, like, through the messengers of him that have written this book. And so I definitely, like, challenge you, incorporate worship, incorporate drawing, and incorporate whatever God has knitted in you so that you can bring glory and praise to him, that you can grow closer to him.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I'm reading through the Gospels, and just I'm right now leading up to Jesus. He just was taken away out of the Garden of Gethsemane, and Peter has just betrayed him 3 times. And so it's just like how we can look at that and the difference between Judas, who betrayed Jesus, and Peter, who denied Jesus, and the different looks at both of their lives after that moment, and how Peter knew how to accept grace. That he denied Jesus and Judas denied Jesus, but Peter accepted grace and Judas did not. Judas later goes and actually commits suicide after that. And so it's like Peter looks and he sees. It says that after the crow, it's like Jesus, that he denied Jesus 3 times, and that the crow happened,
the rooster crowed.
Thank you. I couldn't think of what the animal was. The rooster crowed, and he wept bitterly, is what it says.
Yeah.
And so you think of all the remorse, all the regret that he was feeling, but yet he knows where to turn.
Yeah.
He doesn't turn to self-doubting. He doesn't turn to suicide. He doesn't turn to these things. He's like, my God is so much stronger. I'm trusting in him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm leaning on him and his power.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to do. So that's just so good. It's so, so good.
Wow. Yeah. The grace of the Lord is so sufficient.
Yeah, and it really is.
We're setting ourselves up for unrealistic expectations if we think we're going to do everything. I mean, we talked about this with Josh last week, that, like, if we set ourselves up to do everything perfectly, then we're setting ourselves up for the failure that we're already going to step into eventually. Like, we're not going to do everything perfectly. We're not going to meet every single standard. Yeah. And I think whenever we realize just how sweet of the gift of grace that God has given mm-hmm. to us is, and we take that at for what it's worth each mm-hmm. day, it changes our perspective, not to just brush off like, oh, like I messed up and like not mm-hmm. take it seriously, but yeah. it's no longer my identity. My identity is in Christ. And so I'm able to like surrender it to the Father in confession, knowing that mm-hmm. he's faithful and just to forgive me. And yeah. I can actually trust that I'm cleansed, and I can trust that I have what I need to move forward and actually move forward in joy because yeah. I have the Holy Spirit. It's like not all hope is lost because I have failed. Not yeah. all hope has lost because I did what I said I'd never do.
Yeah.
Like there is still hope and forgiveness and grace in Christ. And like, that just blows my mind. I think I'm blown away by it more and more every day.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. Honestly, I think that's a great question to close on.
I think so too.
I think so. Thank y'all for coming on here with us. Yeah. We love laughing with y'all. Mm-hmm. We love joking. We love talking serious and yeah. all of it. And so seriously, like, we don't have everything figured out. We're not a perfect couple. We're not a perfect person. We're people. We're not perfect people. We live by grace daily. We live by word that we read in the morning, that we can lean on him, that we trust in him. And that is where our hope comes from.
Yeah.
But yeah, y'all are so loved, and we're so thankful that we get to do this weekly. That we get to have awesome guests on, or that we get to come on here, or Emma gets to come on here and just speak the word over y'all, or just laugh or whatever. But
it's fun. Just love y'all so much. Some encouragement for your first week of the new year. In 2 Corinthians 4:18, set your eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, because you know that what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Mm. And this eternal hope that we're talking about, that's the grand finale of our conversation today, is found in Jesus and in Jesus alone, and it's fully available to you. Mm-hmm. So know that he loves you, and if you call upon his name, nothing in all of creation can separate you from this love. How sweet. It's why we gather in front of this camera and talk to you. So y'all are wonderful. If you're watching on YouTube, I hope that you laughed a lot. I hope that you're also richly encouraged. If
you
encouraged.
Didn't, then just pretend like you didn't. Don't tell us that you didn't.
Comment down below. Questions also for like later Q&As down the road. We'd love to take note of those.
We do read your comments.
We do. So.
And we do love them.
We do.
I find great comical relief.
So be sure and put your questions down below so that we can take note of them for future Q&As. How you were encouraged, and also what content you'd like to see moving forward in addition to Q&As.
Smash that subscribe button. Hit that like one. Go follow us on the Instagram. Comment down below your favorite panda. And we'll see y'all next week. Panda. I love y'all.
Love you guys.
Good luck, Charlie.
'Pray blessings and encouragement and a deepening of faith over your life today. Be sure to subscribe, rate, give reviews, and go share this episode with all of your people so that we can continue to build our community and build our faith. Thank you for tuning in to the Have You Heard podcast, and don't forget how awesome you are.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.